This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our second hour of Intelligent Medicine. You can call us with questions. 877-726-TALK is our number. It breaks down to 877-726-8255. And we got lots of time to answer your questions related to supplements or you got a health issue you want me to tackle. You can come directly to the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-TALK. And lots of stories to cover this hour. The FDA has cleared its first medical device accessory for the Apple Watch, and it's really a doozy. Share that with you in just a moment. And a new technique for dealing with GERD, and no, it's not a supplement. It's a natural way of effectively dealing with GERD, and you never suspect. You never suspect what that is. But before we get to that, interesting study out of India, which suggests that you can just look at a male and determine their risk for cardiovascular disease. And no, I'm not talking about looking at their waistline. It's from the neck up. Male pattern baldness and premature graying were associated with the risk of early heart disease. Now, what's interesting is that, yeah, obesity is a risk factor for heart disease, clearly, but it turned out that male pattern baldness, independently, but particularly when simultaneous with premature graying, was actually the best predictor of cardiovascular disease before the age of 40. According to the study, male pattern baldness and premature graying are associated with a more than five-fold risk of heart disease before the age of 40. The researchers analyzed the correlation between premature gray hair and balding with the complexity and severity of angiographic lesions. In other words, they did angiograms to look at how much gunk there was in the coronary arteries of these guys. And what they found was that young men with coronary artery disease had a higher prevalence of premature graying. Half of them had premature graying versus 30% who didn't have coronary artery disease. So that's a significant difference, 50 versus 30. And male pattern baldness, 50% versus 27% compared to healthy controls. So male pattern baldness was associated with a 5.6 times greater risk of coronary artery disease. Premature graying was associated with a 5.3 times greater risk. Wow. Five-fold risk. That's amazing. So, okay, let's look at some other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Diabetes, hypertension, you know, the traditional risk factors. Family history of premature coronary artery disease. A big waistline, otherwise known as central obesity, higher body mass index, high cholesterol, smoking. Well, these were all predictors of coronary artery disease, but to a lesser extent than male pattern baldness, premature graying, followed by obesity. So, wow. You know, forget all that instrumentation, blood tests, imaging. Just look at a guy and you know, bald is beautiful. There's a lot of guys, you know, shaving their heads, kind of a fashion statement. But if your hair is gray and you're balding early, you know, it's not necessarily that you're going to have heart disease, but you have a much higher risk of heart disease. So perhaps you, you know, need a checkup and check it out. All right. This is an interview that I did this week with Professor Robert Bielman. Mushrooms are full of antioxidants that may have anti-aging potential. This guy is Professor Emeritus of Food Science and Director of the Penn State Center for Plant and Mushroom Products for Health. What a concept. There's an entire university-based center for study of the health benefits of mushrooms. And this guy is a mushroom maven. And we interviewed him for a podcast that we'll probably post next week. You can download it from drhoffman.com or from iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite iTunes service. As I mentioned last hour, we crossed a huge milestone over Thanksgiving. We reached the threshold of over 5 million downloads of our Intelligent Medicine podcast. So thanks to you listeners, you dedicated listeners who made that possible. And so what this guy said in essence is that mushrooms are rich in certain key antioxidant compounds, glutathione, which you know about, and something called ergothionine, which you probably never heard about. I barely know about it. It's a compound that seems to be particularly effective at staving off neurodegenerative disease. And mushrooms are the richest plant source of ergothionine. And it turns out that just a small serving of button mushrooms every day can provide you with the ergothionine that you need to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, MS, and other neurodegenerative conditions. This guy is interesting because he said, well, okay, maybe some people don't like mushrooms or they can't access them, can't get them every day. So he convinced a local bakery to make a type of bread with mushroom flour. Mushrooms can be dried, and the flour can be incorporated in bread, delivering the requisite amount of ergothionine. He said it's stable at temperatures up to 400 degrees, which is the temperature of baking. And so don't worry when you saute your mushrooms, you're not going to destroy their beneficial compounds. Yeah, glutathione gets a little damaged, but ergothionine is a very stable compound. And as a result of that podcast, I'm definitely going to boost my intake of mushrooms. Other mushroom species like porcinis, which are rare or more expensive. Some real mushroom connoisseurs fancy them for their cuisine. And shiitake mushrooms are particularly rich in ergothionine, deliver a lot of that. There's a type of mushroom called lion's mane mushrooms that is also high in ergothionine. It's reputed to help support brain function and has been recommended, and I've used it, for patients undergoing chemotherapy to prevent chemo brain. When you get chemotherapy, you get a big free radical hit, and the antioxidant benefits of ergothionine may protect the brain from the ravages of chemotherapy. So think mushrooms for their anti-aging neuroprotective effects for Alzheimer's, for coronary heart disease, for cancer prevention, and so on. Check out that podcast because I think you'll find it interesting. News that you can use in your kitchen. And speaking of news you can use in your kitchen, let me share with you some news about an exciting offer that you can take advantage of. It's from our friends at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I love extra virgin olive oil, but the problem is you just don't know what you're getting. You know, is it the real stuff? Does it deliver the heart-healthy, brain-protective, anti-diabetes effects of polyphenol-rich, fresh-pressed olive oil? Olive oil is a perishable product, and there's a lot of olive oil counterfeiting and fraud out there. And so I've been recommending to my listeners that they check out the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Supermarket olive oils can sit on the shelf for many months or even years while their flavors grow dull, flat, even stale, and then you don't get the health benefits. My favorite olive oil is crafted by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest when its flavor and nutritional bounty are at their peak. And that's thanks to my friends at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, a club founded by T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. You've heard him on podcasts on this program. And several times a year, he goes hither and thither and yon to find the top artisanal gold medal winning small farms right at harvest time. Then he chooses the best olive oils of each harvest and rushes them to his club members by air and special delivery. And believe me, you never tasted olive oil so fresh or bursting with so much flavor. TJ has a special offer for my audience. You can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil. Normally $39 a bottle for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is my favorite olive oil. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com for this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. I think you'll love it. And oh, by the way, those artisanal olive oils make great holiday gifts. And we've got some recipes up at drhoffman.com incorporating olive oil. So please check out that resource at drhoffman.com, the olive oil recipe page. All right, when we return, more of your questions, you can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-TALK. And here's a milestone. The FDA has cleared its first medical device accessory for the Apple Watch. Now, you might say, why is the FDA mixing in on this? Why can't you just get whatever you want on the Apple Watch? I mean, you can get all kinds of crazy apps on your phone or on your watch. sports apps, entertainment apps, games. So the government doesn't regulate those apps. So why is the FDA mixing in on this? Well, this is a medical app. And as such, it turns your Apple Watch into a medical device. And a medical device delivers critical medical information that's got to be accurate and for real. Now, the early generations of the Apple Watch had the ability to read your pulse, but all they could tell you is whether it's fast or slow. This app, which has just been approved this week, it's embedded in an Apple Watch band, and it monitors the user's heart rate, but it also detects when something is amiss and prompts the user to take an electrocardiogram. The device is made by a company called Alive Core, and it pairs the ability to take a personal 30-second EKG with a feature that uses artificial intelligence to continuously evaluate the correlation between heart and physical activity. So in other words, yeah, when you exercise, your heart rate's supposed to go up. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But say you're at rest, and all of a sudden your heart rate shoots up to 110, that's going to create something that the algorithm reads as an aberration. And it's going to create an alert, and it will do some facsimile of an electrocardiogram that you can then transmit to your doctor. And that's kind of cool because these days people are equipped with what are called Holter monitors. You can go home and for a certain period you wear it 24, 48 hours, or you can get an event monitor. With the event monitor, however, you have to push the button when you feel a palpitation. And it's something that you can walk around with. And that's especially valuable if you have just, you know, well, let's say in that 24 to 48 hours that you're wearing the Holter monitor, you don't have an arrhythmia, but maybe you have arrhythmias a couple times a month. And so this new device is kind of cool because you can walk around and wear it. And like a lady who called up earlier in the program, she's concerned about her risk of atrial fibrillation. She can use the Apple Watch to determine if she is going into atrial fibrillation, and then she can alert her doctor, and the doctor can undertake corrective action, perhaps put her on a blood thinner, because bouts of atrial fibrillation are associated with a higher risk of stroke. And so this is a cool innovation. They also have, and I've seen it, there's a little, it's like a little pad that you can attach to your phone, and it's got, on the left, it's got places for your forefinger and your middle finger, and on the right, same thing, forefinger and middle finger, and that will enable you to get an electrocardiogram. That is a very cool device that people can use to do home cardiograms. Send them to your doctor and see if your doctor checks it out. See if everything's okay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-TALK is our number for questions. And we got a question from Paul in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, howdy.
Paul. Yeah, hi there. What's your question?
Can you hear me all right?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Yeah, I'm hearing you good.
A little over a week ago, I went to Walgreens and got a flu shot.
and it made me sick. It was the first time I ever got a flu shot in my life. And, you know, I'm just wondering what's in this injection they give you.
Okay. Well, you know, officially, and I'm here now on the CDC website, and it says misconceptions about seasonal flu and flu vaccines. They're trying to reassure you that no, the flu shot can't give you the flu. It's supposed to protect you against the flu, and the side effects are usually mild. You know, maybe a little arm soreness. Rarely, you can have a little low-grade fever and some aches. It's not a biggie. Because these reactions are considerably less severe than the symptoms caused by the actual flu, so suck it up. You know, basically, that's what they're saying. But first of all, I wish I had a buck for everyone who's reported exactly what you report to me, which is, yeah, I took the flu shot and I got the flu, or I felt flu-like for several days. And the reason for that, and by the way, the new flu shot, how old are you, sir?
I'm 65 and a half.
Okay, do you know if you got what's called the new senior flu shot? Because it's likely that you may have gotten a more powerful flu shot because the flu shot has been... Go ahead.
I gave my age at Walgreens and they injected me up, you know.
They just shot you up. Yeah, they probably gave you the senior flu shot, which is recommended for individuals over 60. So it's more powerful than the regular flu vaccine. So what does that mean? Well, it packs more of a punch to awaken the immune system to build antibodies against the flu. Now, in the process of awakening the immune system, there is an activation of your immune defenses and maybe a revving up of your white blood cells and certain cytokines that make you feel achy and can even give you a little bit of a fever. I mean, they acknowledge that is one of the possible side effects. So the other thing that is in the flu shot is an adjuvant, sometimes aluminum. In the past, they've used mercury as a preservative, but the adjuvant is designed to further amp up your immune response. And that's been a concern because, you know, for the average person, it's just going to help them build resistance. But for someone who's got a slightly aberrant immune system that is more sensitive to the effects of this immune activation, you can even trigger some sort of autoimmune response. The immune system generally, well, it's kind of like, you know, an analogy I sometimes use is, the immune system is a little bit like the guards in a bank, and if the bank robbers come in with guns drawn, there's a tendency for the guards in the bank not to draw their weapons and start shooting because there's a likelihood that you're going to hit some innocent bystanders in the fracas. Well, that's what happens when you get a vaccine or an infection, is that, yeah, you're directing your immune response in a hopefully laser-like fashion against the intruder, but unfortunately there's collateral damage, and the collateral damage may be your joints, it may be your brain, it may be your heart, it may be other parts of your body that experience an immune onslaught. And, you know, so this is, you know, what you may be experiencing. So how long has this been going on for, and are you getting better?
It's getting better, but it went on for about 10 days.
There you go.
It was like, my word.
Yeah,
I've never really in my life, you know. I'm a farmer and rancher and miner and lumberjack. And
yeah.
I'm very big. I'm 6'2" and I weigh 225 pounds.
You're a rough, tough hombre, and you know, here's the thing. What I said earlier, we're talking about the flu vaccine. There, you know, you kind of pays your money and you takes your chances. Yeah, I mean, I told a woman this week that she might be a candidate for a flu vaccine because she has very lousy lung function, and if she were to get the flu, she might be really compromised to the point where she'd end up in the hospital. You know, under circumstances like that, yeah, maybe. It's worth the risk. Yeah, okay, you feel lousy for a couple of days, but the protection that it affords is potentially great. Now, I looked at the statistics and shared a story with our listeners in the beginning of this hour, which is the prediction that the flu vaccine this year may be as little as 10% effective. This is based on statistics garnered from Australia, where they had a terrible flu season in spite of near universal vaccination. Because the flu vaccine is the best predictor, is the best prediction of what's going to come down the pike months ahead. And, you know, what you may now have protection against is a flu that's not even going to be part of the epidemiological picture come flu season. What develops as the actual flu in America, you know, come January, February, March, may be a different bug than what you got vaccinated against. So, you know, given the potential side effects, I'm not that enthused about the flu vaccine. I mean, you know, if it was like really benign and there weren't potentially toxic substances including the vaccine and people never had reactions like you had, and it was very effective, I'd say, well, yeah, okay, that totally makes sense. The flu's a bad thing. Let's all try and avoid it. Some people die from the flu. It's a big deal. But it's an, you know, it merely to raise questions about vaccination these days gets you labeled a vaccine denier, you know, which actually is kind of, in my opinion, kind of blasphemous, because denier borrows from Holocaust denier. And that's the worst form of denial. You know, when people say, you know, those 6 million Jews, it wasn't, you know, they just said 100,000 Jews. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't as bad as they say. That's a form of real ignorance, and it's a hateful minimization of a real phenomenon. So to call people who, like myself, who question vaccines, I'm not against vaccines. Vaccines that, you know, save lives, I'm all for. But when there are questions about the efficacy and safety of vaccines, we need to be able to raise them in scientific and public discourse without being labeled subversives or undermining public health. And that's, you know, it's a risky position for a doctor who's a public figure like myself to raise questions about what's considered a public health campaign. So thank you for that call. Thanks for sharing. I hope you feel better. I mean, take some, you know, N-acetylcysteine or take vitamin C, help alleviate, you know, those symptoms. They should get better. And I apologize for that ambulance sound in the background. I live in New York. Enough said. My studio is not properly insulated against outside sound. All right. This item that I want to share with you has to do with GERD. So many people suffer from GERD, and these days they're placed on acid-blocking medication. Acid-blocking medication has with it many side effects, including higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Now we think even it may increase your risk for cognitive problems, Alzheimer's, certainly increases risk for IBS, traveler's diarrhea, kidney disease, on and on it goes. The reflex treatment is proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, and so on, Prilosec. All right. We've talked a lot about supplements. We've talked about diet change. There are many ways to deal with this naturally. And here's yet another one. And this is written up in a gastroenterology journal this month. Diaphragmatic breathing for refractory GERD. Refractory GERD means it's not even treatable with medication. It's bad GERD. So what they're saying here is that belching is a frequent, if not predominant, symptom in many patients with GERD. And this belching does not get any better when you take proton pump inhibitors. It's just not helpful. So they did a study of whether diaphragmatic breathing therapy, which means belly breathing, just people don't know how to breathe. I've seen this again and again in my office. People who have chest constriction, tightness, anxiety, they just don't know how to relax their abdomen and have a gentle rise and fall of their tummies, breathing from the belly. I mean, singers and yoga practitioners know how to do diaphragmatic breathing. And people who meditate, okay, that's diaphragmatic breathing. But what they did was the patients underwent the diaphragmatic breathing training, and what they found was that reduction in belching severity was evident in 60% of the diaphragmatic breathing group and none of the controls. So this simple technique, it says, the comment here is diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing may be familiar to your patients who do yoga. You can obtain details about diaphragmatic breathing and videos on the internet. And patients are initially instructed to take a deep breath to demonstrate chest wall movement. Because typically you tell patients to take a deep breath, they go, and then you just put, you say, but you're breathing from your chest. So now take your hand, put one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. Make sure your chest is motionless while your belly fills with air. Okay. It's actually indication that you're breathing from your diaphragm. Your belly's not literally filling with gas or air. And this technique is very effective for certain forms of GERD. And hey, it's worth a try. Certainly superior to medication with all its attendant side effects. Give it a shot if you're suffering from heartburn, regurgitation, belching, or GERD. Certainly the dietary therapies, the supplements that I've outlined in previous articles can help as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, more of Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and there's yet another way that you can get questions to us. Of course, you can call us 877-726-TALK at the end of today's program, so it won't do you that much good today. But you can also get questions to us via email, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll take your question, and we'll use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla broadcast. And a third way to get questions to us is if you go to the homepage of drhoffman.com at on a PC or Mac, on the right side of your screen, you'll see a rectangle, which prompts you to record a question, as Joseph did. So let's hear from Joseph.
Are there alternative and or nutritional approaches to smoldering myeloma? Thank you.
Okay, so what is smoldering myeloma? Well, the bone marrow is the site of a certain, we'll call it a cancer. It's a pre-malignancy called MGUS, monoclonal gammopathy of unknown source, and that can morph into multiple myeloma. And
it is, they call it smoldering because it's kind of like a low grade, ember, in your bone marrow. And it kicks off, certain, substances can be detected in your urine, ultimately can morph into, full blown multiple myeloma, which can cause lytic lesions in your bones. You can get pathological fractures, you know, at the slightest instigation, if you cough or if you put pressure on your rib cage, I mean, you can fracture a rib. Smoldering myeloma, it's a slowly developing, condition, and it can weaken you, but it may not be your ultimate, end scenario, because it often affects older people, and you can live with it. And probably it's not going to be treated medically until it goes beyond the smoldering stage. It's kind of one of these watchful waiting things where they kind of wait till it gets more severe. There are treatments. Hopefully more definitive treatments will be in the pipeline. There's currently no cure for multiple myeloma, but there are treatments, and there are a lot of people with multiple myeloma who survive decades after their diagnosis, or certainly after a diagnosis of smoldering multiple myeloma. So, you know, what can be done for it on the natural front? I would say it'd be plausible to use some things like curcumin, high-dose curcumin, which has anti-cancer effects. I would also use high-dose green tea. I would use as much as 4 or 6 capsules of green tea daily for its potential benefits. I would definitely use vitamin D. Make sure your levels of vitamin D are good, because studies show that multiple myeloma is much more severe in people who have low levels of vitamin D. Again, vitamin D is not a cure, but it may shape the progression and kind of attenuate the severity of the disease. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, other supplements, you know, I might recommend certainly, you know, vitamin C and some of the usual antioxidants may play a role here. You know, we're hearing more and more about the role of the microbiome in shaping the progression of certain cancers. So, taking a good probiotic like, you know, Dr. Ahira's probiotic, that might be a good adjunct to your treatment. So, but again, there's no magic bullet treatment for this in integrative medicine, but several patients are under my care for it. And another one I might suggest is sulforaphane. Sulforaphane is sulforaphane glucosinolate also may have anti-cancer effects, so you may want to invoke that as part of your program. So, I mean, there you have some just broad outlines. Again, you know, treating cancer, complex business. It also involves, you know, what stage of the cancer, what kind of conventional treatment you're getting, if any, because certain supplements can interfere with the outcome of treatment. All right. This is a fascinating study. Exposure to air pollution increases the risk of osteoporosis. This is a study done in China where, man, do they have air pollution. And what they discovered is that air pollution induces inflammation in the body. And we know that inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease reduce bone mineral density because they are systemic. They create inflammation in the bones. And so they studied the association between air pollution and osteoporosis. And what they found was that indeed there is a relationship. Exposure to the highest levels of air pollutants might increase the risk of osteoporosis. They estimate anywhere from 40 to 90%. They observed an increasing trend in the relationship between air pollution and the risk of osteoporosis in both men and women in China. So also think of the effects of a pro-inflammatory diet. That, too, can increase the risk. And this story, some types of vegetarian diets can raise the risk of heart disease. You think vegetarian diet is going to ultimately protect you against heart disease? Well, they say, yes, a good vegetarian diet can protect you against heart disease. But an unhealthy plant-based diet, which is rich in potatoes, refined grains, and sweets, can increase your risk of heart disease. Less healthy foods such as juices, refined grains, fries, chips, and sweets were associated with a higher risk of coronary heart disease, even on a vegetarian diet. So, you know, junk food vegetarians, beware. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. And remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. And so check out our website at drhoffman.com for podcasts, sign up for our newsletter, and have a great week.